if you're going to put the Polaroid name on something, you know, for the older segment of the population, that name still has value, right? We remember it fondly from our childhood. So how do you capture the essence of that in a very different situation, right? Very different technology, very different application.
Sure. It's a fascinating company with an amazing history. So I mentioned Dr. Lam, the founder of Polaroid. And what he did was very special. He hired, you know, the best minds, some of the best engineering talent, scientific talent, worked at Polaroid during that period in history. But what he also did was he figured out that magic happens at the intersection of science and art. And that's something that he taught Steve Jobs of Apple, who saw Dr. Land as his mentor. And so you had people like Andy Warhol, Ansel Adams, going around as these kind of artists in residence. So Polaroid would give them film and would really lean on them to keep that artistic integrity part of the company. And so if you fast forward to today, what we've made a massive effort to do is to make sure that we have the best engineering talent and the best design and artistic talent so that we can look back and we can make sure we have a huge reverence for the design heritage of Polaroid and also push that forward and push the medium forward. And it has a real resonance. Like you said, the brand with the older generation who grew up with Polaroid, but also the younger generation. It's been fascinating to see, you know, Taylor Swift, for example, release an album, her last album, 1989, and the front cover was a Polaroid picture. And it didn't say Polaroid anywhere, but you knew it was a Polaroid, that iconic white border. And I think things like that have really kept the brand very, very much alive with a whole new generation of people here in the States, but also internationally. Polaroid has an emotional connection with literally billions of people around the world.